Well, good morning, everyone. Happy 4th to you all. It's amazing having the 4th of July on Sunday. So cool. Well, we allow you to settle in where you need to, find some shade if you want shade, or it's still a beautiful day out here, even in the sun. On your tables, there are QR codes that you can scan with your smartphones if you want to be able to follow along with the lyrics for the worship time. So you'll just take your camera and you scan that, and then the song list will come up, and that'll help you follow along. We will be taking communion together today in a little bit, so we're excited about doing that together also this morning. Also on your tables are some QR codes if you want to give and tithe to either Singing Waters or Avalon Community Church. And there's also an offering box up in the front here that we have for you as well. Couple things that are really important. Next week is going to be a different Sunday than you've ever experienced up here. We've been doing this a lot of Sundays up here for over 15 months together. Well, we're going to do what we're kind of calling a celebration service. There's going to be some extended worship. There's going to be some testimonies from some individuals. I'm actually going to be even sharing a short little devotion thought with us next week. We're also doing a potluck right here afterwards. So how it's going to work is 9:30 like usual, but come prepared to just be excited and celebrate what God's been doing in our midst, how he's been changing our lives, speaking into our lives. So you'll hear some of that, and I want you guys to all get inspired, because about every few weeks we're going to do that together, and we would love to hear some of your testimonies, how God has been moving in your life. What has he been teaching you? What has he been showing you lately that's been really changing your world? And so be thinking about that, and hopefully next week we'll inspire you in that. But for the potluck, all we ask, all the main food is taken care of, is just bring salad and our desserts. So if you want to help pitch in for salad or desserts, bring that with you next Sunday, and we'll have some tables to set that on, and then we'll party together after our time of worship and the word. So again, thank you for joining us this morning online. We're so glad you're joining us as well. So we're going to get started with some praise and worship this morning. So let's join in.
There is no valley too deep for you. There is no mountain too high. There is a fountain of life, it's true, and you're pouring into my life. You will make a way where there is no way. Break down every wall, lead me to the open. I'm in your family, you are my victory, yeah. Where my desert used to be, there's a living water spring. Come and speak to my open heart, your words are the light for me. Take each step with my hand in yours. Oh, Jesus, I give you my life. Oh, Jesus, I give you my life. You'll make a way where there is no way. Break down every wall, lead me to the open space. I'm in your family. You are my victory, yeah. Where my desert used to be, there's a living water spring.
Let this be our prayer this morning. Fill me up.
Fill me up till I overflow. Living water, come and fill my soul. Fill me up till I overflow. Living water, come and fill my soul. Fill me up till I overflow. Living water, come and fill my soul. Fill me up till I overflow. Living water, come and fill my soul.
Darkest place, life, even in the pain, it feels like coming home.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free, amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free, amen.
I'm alive again, God is the weight of sin, oh sweet liberty. Praise God who saved my life. I'm bought with the blood of Christ. I have been redeemed.
When the Spirit of the Lord.
Life flowing out of me, makes me lame to walk in the blue. door sets us captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Spring up, O world. In my soul, spring up, O world, and make me whole. Spring up, O world, and give to me that life. Life flowing out of me. Spring up, O well, within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me that life abundantly.
That life,
that life abundantly.
God's people said, amen. Are you feeling alive? Awesome. You may be seated.
Good morning. Oh, that was good. Buenos dias. Ooh, that's good too. Amen. Amen. Here we are on this beautiful, amazing day. Celebrating our freedom in this land, that we can come together and gather in places like this to celebrate our Lord and Savior in a public setting, to be able to come together to make a declaration to the whole country that our allegiance is to Him, but that we also live as good citizens in the land that God has blessed us to live in. But one of the most beautiful things about what we have here in this land is freedom. We just sang about it. And so as we take communion this morning, I want us to think about the freedom that we have because of what He did. When He broke that bread and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Take this and eat." And then right after that, He picked up the cup of wine, and He said, "This is the new covenant." The new covenant that He was establishing for us, that with the shedding of blood, we would be forgiven, so we're no longer under the bondage of condemnation or judgment. We are free from that. Amen? And secondly, because of what He's done for us, we're free from the law of religion, except to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love each other. The law of love. So we are free from all these things that would keep us under. And so as I look at this and I think about what God has done for us, there's also another freedom. It says that we have been, that the power of sin has been broken from us. We are free from the power of sin. There's a lot of freedom that we have as Christians, as followers of Christ. And I love the fact that we have that. And I'm so thankful for this. And so what I'd like us to do is we're going to have some songs of worship. I want you to think about the freedom that you have. Number one, the freedom that we have within Christ. And also the freedoms that we have been blessed with to live here in this country. What a blessing for us to live here. I've gone to different countries to visit and get involved with different ministries. And they're great countries, good people all over the world. But when you come back here, it's different. We've been blessed. And so with that in mind, I'd like to pray a blessing on our time that we have in communion with Him. And let's just celebrate together. Lord, we thank You. Thank You for the freedom that You have given us in this land, but especially for the freedom that You have given us in our soul. That, Lord, that we stand before You, declared righteous because of what You did for us. And as we receive these elements, as we receive the bread and the cup, Lord God, we remember the freedoms that you gave us, that we're no longer under condemnation. We're no longer under judgment, that we are free from the power of sin, that we are free because of you. So, Father, thank you. Thank you for this day of celebration of this nation, but especially the celebration of what you've done in our own soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Keeper of the day and the night, holder of the sun in the sky, you command the waters and the wind. There's not one thing you're not greater than. You're greater than the mountain that's in front of me. You are greater, so much greater. Greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater, so much greater.
If you know it, let's sing it.
You're faithful over all of my days. You're God above the storms that I face. See, my hope in your name and nothing less. There's not one thing you're not greater than. Oh, you're greater than the mountain that's in front of me. And you are greater, so much greater. You're greater than the power of the end. You're so much greater, Jesus. No guilt, no shame, no sin, no stain is greater than the great I am. No fear, no grave, no other name is greater than the great I am. Let's sing it like we believe it.
No guilt, no shame, no sin, no stain is greater than.
Hallelujah.
The great I am. No fear, no grave, no other name is greater than.
The great I am. No guilt, no shame. No sin, no stain is greater than the great I am. No fear, no grave, no other name is greater than the great I am.
So there's nobody greater.
You're greater than the mountain that's in front of me. You are greater, so much greater. You're greater than the power of the enemy. You are greater, so much greater.
So much greater, you are.
We're looking out on the horizon. I can't believe that you would stop and think of me. Caught in the wonder, nothing like this. Seeing your beauty, oh, I just can't take it in.
In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy. I am found, I am free. All of heaven surrounding, I hear your voice overwhelming. In your presence, I am worthy. I am found, I am free. Never the same. Now that you got me, this is a love I don't deserve, but still you gave. No holding back, I'm singing holy. All of my life, all of my love, I can't contain. In the light of your mercy, in the clouds of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy. I am found, I am free. All of heaven surrounding, I hear your voice overwhelming. In your presence, I am worthy. I am found, I am free.
Yes, I am. Lift my hands to glory. I lift my hands to glory. Just lift your hands to heaven, thank you. I lift my hands to glory. Thank you, Jesus, for this reward. I lift my hands to glory. I lift my hands to glory.
Of your glory, in your presence, I am worthy. I am found, I am free. All of heaven surround me, I hear your voice overwhelming. In your presence, I am worthy. I am found, I am free.
Yes, I am. Prepare to take in the message this morning. Pastor Ron, I just got a call from good friend Jonathan Willis in prison, and we have a lot of brothers in prison we write to and encourage. And we were just talking about this idea of freedom, and I've always shared this testimony about him, is that I've never seen him be so free in his life, and yet he's behind bars, you know, for life. And but what he's doing with his life and the way he's living there, he has found a freedom that many don't find. I said, even out here, a lot of us walk around as if we're free, and we are in a lot of ways, but in a way we're so bonded into the slavery of sin, or just the emotions, that drive us into places of despair or hopelessness. And so I just want us to be reminded this morning that in His presence, I am worthy and I am free, right? Like, it's just the gospel truth, and it's so awesome that we are here this morning to celebrate that truth together, be reminded of that, and just live out of that place, right? A full life and restoration that is found in Him and the work of His Spirit in our lives. And so with all that, we say amen, Jesus. Thank You for Your life and Your freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, band. Wasn't that great, huh? Give them a hand, please, if you would.
Oh, and then real quick, too, children are all dismissed to go back towards Wayne Herbst there. There's another, like, second chimney down there. head that way, and the youth program will be kicking off.
And Lord, we ask that You would bless the children as they indeed head back to be taught more of Your word and be taught more of what it means to indeed be free. Keep their freedoms intact. Keep our freedoms intact, we pray in Your Son's name. Amen. Independence Day. Welcome to the 4th of July, one of the favorite times here in on the island. We welcome all of you who are here and welcome many of you back that we haven't seen for quite some time. I see. And we thank you for the Auto Club group. We want to appreciate and show our appreciation to you for being here. It's kind of a fascinating facet of Bird Park Church. We get to perch in all kinds of places up here at Bird Park Church. And online, thank you for joining us once again. We appreciate that you have been steady throughout the weeks, even though, we may have flitted around. You're right there in probably the same chair you've been in all of those Sundays. Hopefully you've moved around. Maybe you're even in a different locale this time, and you can still be with us. That's the phenomena of being online. We thank you for being here. We appreciate your presence. And we thank God for being here. And we know, I feel His presence. Amen? Our founding fathers founded. That's why we call them founding fathers. They founded, which means they purposefully built into, they made foundational our nation, into our nation, a physical freedom. A physical freedom that's based on an existing God and His design in life. It was based on an existing God, a God that they knew existed. Although they were mostly deists, they did know God existed. Maybe not His Son, His personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, although many of them did have. They did base that freedom into our nation by the design of God. And just as importantly, we primarily find in our God, of course, the basis for our spiritual freedom. We've seen this morning that freedom is a multi-layered concept, isn't it? A multi-layered ideal that we want to bring into reality in our lives. There's a personal freedom, yes, that we need to address first and foremost before any public freedom, national freedom, group freedom can actually be entertained as a thought, be entertained as an ideal. And the founding fathers understood that. But we need to understand that more. Because there are many in America today that do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so what does that mean about the freedom that they are celebrating today? Well, that it's not going to last. That it's going to cease to exist. It's going to continue to decline. And we who do have a relationship with Jesus Christ, do understand the layers of freedom, need to stand up and need to make it clear that it is indeed a multi-layer concept, a multi-layer ideal. And it begins and ends with Jesus Christ and a relationship with Him. The foundation of any nation's freedom, physical, national, the freedom for all is how that nation cooperates as far as the individual freedoms that each have. Number one, we have that freedom of religion. Thank God. Because what that allows is for that spiritual freedom, that individual freedom that we have, that layer, that first layer of freedom to be founded, to be made straight, to be strong. According to Mark Parsek, he wrote a great article called The 4th of July, A Christian Perspective of Independence Day. According to Mark, Independence Day celebrates America's declaration of independence from the tyranny of England under King George III. It celebrates the Declaration of Independence. That's what we're celebrating today. The signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, he says, was not intended to declare war on England, nor did it procure our country's independence, the signing of that declaration. America's freedom was not actually real. It was not a real thing until a treaty was signed 7 years later on September 3rd, 1783, at the end of the Revolutionary War. That's when our freedom became a reality. When they declared our freedom through the Declaration of Independence, that was something entirely different. He says the intended purpose of the Declaration of Independence was for the colonists to declare to the world their belief in a personal, infinite God as their creator, who endowed them with certain inalienable and absolute rights. To the men of that time, it was self-evident that if these inalienable rights were urging are not seen in the context, however, of Christianity, if it was not built and embedded in the context of Christianity, then they were without content. That freedom would be nothing. They weren't real. They were illusions. They were nothing but dreams. To have absolute rights, our forefathers had to acknowledge the existence and the absolute authority of God. Now, God's people said. So we see there is no true freedom without God, without his authority to define the morality upon which the laws of our land and our freedoms are founded. We can't do that ourselves. We don't have the authority to do that ourselves. And we prove it over and over and again, unfortunately, on ourselves. In God, we find the only basis for any national or physical freedom, freedom for all. And in the Lord, we find the basis of that true freedom is spiritual freedom found only in him, individually, each person. God's provision for our spiritual freedom is found in the one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And on this Independence Day Sunday, we acknowledge that our physical and national freedom, our freedom for all, is also founded by faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? But we also need to acknowledge that if we don't keep spiritually faithful in Christ, we will lose our physical and national freedoms for all. It will be slow, it will be definite, it will erode away, and it has begun. There are only a couple of combinations of how the two forms of freedom can exist. The best one is when you have people who do know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they not only have that individual freedom, but they practice that freedom of them all being together and respected as brothers and sisters in Christ, right? So you have that main freedom in God prevailing throughout, and it's a fantastic thing to see, and it's what the design of the church is supposed to be. And so, yes, we do have that as our ideal, as the best. And then the worst-case scenario, where there's no God at all, and you've got dictators, you got tyrants that are running roughshod over people, oppressed people. We see that all around us today in the world. And perhaps the most common, or let's say the most familiar combination for us, is the mixture that we find in America today, with physical freedoms declining due to a growing godlessness that suppresses personal and spiritual freedom. We can't be free in our spirits, we can't be free in our souls, if we have those oppressing us, people say. But that's not true, is it? Even if you have people oppressing you, we can still have the freedom that Jesus Christ offers to us, each one of us individually. Because it's not due to anything that they are doing to us. It is totally based on what he has done for us. And he has died for our sins so that those sins do not have bondage on us anymore. So no matter what others do to us, nothing can affect us if we are indeed conquerors with Christ. We can be free in our spirits. We can be free in our souls. Yes, we can live in an enslaved government, an oppressive government, that's for sure. But that does not ruin our personal freedom. And if we persist in those personal freedoms, as we've seen in times and in places historically, yes, we can build a personal freedom, a national freedom, out of that spiritual freedom. Think of ancient times when Christians were brought into the arenas as slaves for the gladiator games. Their lives to be spent for entertainment of free citizens of Rome and other cities of that empire. And we say in this day, that could never happen. That couldn't happen again, right? Wrong. You'd be amazed how quickly that can actually happen again. And yes, it's by God's grace that we living in the USA today have fought to end such periods of oppression, have fought for the freedoms that we do have nationally as a people, so we can enjoy the freedoms of a faithful democracy, a faithful democracy. We've had two great world wars, many other conflicts, they like to call them, I guess. Many other wars since 1917. We like to think that we've enjoyed, actually, a great peace since the end of World War II. But I guess that all really depends. It all really boils down to how you define war, right? World War II was the last time the Congress officially declared war. And since then, the conflicts we used to call wars, from Vietnam through Second Iraq War, have really been authorizations of military force. Not wars, no, gotta be careful. They're authorizations of military force. Because beginning with the War Powers Act in 1873, presidential wars have been called something else, like conflicts or excursions or operations, because declarations of actual war do, in fact, need congressional approval still. Wikipedia more appropriately totals the current list of wars involving the USA or that the USA have been involved in at 93, one which is still actually continuing, hoping to be ended, next month, in Afghanistan. And the recent U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq will likely be the last time in the foreseeable future that we wage war in the way most familiar to us. Lots of boots on the ground, combat boots in foreign countries, with lots of money and support being poured into the whole mess. And an allegedly achievable objective somehow is defined. And over the last year, we've been seeing the new forms of warfare. Biological, cyber warfare, electronic warfare, right? You'd be amazed how quickly things can change. And that's why we got to keep those layers of freedoms, correctly in line. Peace and freedom only becomes an important alternative to war when we realize the true cost of war, the high cost of human sacrifice. Since invading Afghanistan in 2001, the U.S. has spent $2.26 trillion on just this one war, which includes operations in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. Now, please note that this total does not include the funds that the U.S. government is obligated to spend on lifetime care for the veterans of this war that have returned. Nor does it include future interest payments on money that we borrowed to keep at war, to fund the war. And yet, far more devastating and far more difficult to truly measure is the cost of human life. The cost of war project estimates that 241,000 people have died as a direct result of this war. And these figures include U.S., Afghani, Pakistani military personnel, opposition fighters, civilians, journalists, media workers, humanitarian aid workers, and the like. It's devastating. We need to have peace. We need to have freedoms. We don't need oppression. We don't need wars. We don't need that kind of influence of evil and sin in our lives. And where does it all begin in the fight against it all? With us and a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where it begins, simply. And I can't believe that there are so many people in the United States in this place of freedom that don't believe that, that don't understand that, that aren't willing to see that. And that there are so many people who do know that aren't willing to show others that. We who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior cannot allow the type of death, devastation, disaster, and destruction to continue to occur. And we're talking about the wars that we have been in as peaceful people, as people who enjoy freedoms. The devastation to other countries that don't enjoy such freedoms is mind-blowing to us. We don't understand the concept of what happens in those countries. The degree of pain, the degree of agony. We've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, cannot allow that to happen anymore. And I wish we would stand up and say that to ourselves in the mirror, first and foremost. We know the answer. It's Jesus Christ. The answer is not carrying guns. It's carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ, to those who don't know him, to those who don't experience his freedom, the freedom that he brings. The year 1787, the time of our original 13 states adopted their new constitution, the Bill of Rights and the new constitution, a Scottish history professor by the name of Alexander Tyler, University of Edinburgh, wrote a book about the fall of the Athenian Republic. And that happened 2,000 years before he wrote the book. The fall of the Athenian democracy, republic. And he writes this, and just let this kind of ring in your ears. A democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist until the time that voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship and tyranny. The average age of the world's great civilizations throughout history has been about 200 years. We are celebrating today 245 years of independence. And during those 200 years, these nations have progressed through the following sequences, he wrote in 1787. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From great courage to liberty, which is freedom, independence. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependence. And from dependence back into bondage. And he writes back then, will we sit back and allow this to happen to us now? And I ask now, will we sit back and continue to allow that to happen to us in this day and age? Today is one of 3 days each year that we pause and reflect on independence, on freedom, the great sacrifice by others who have helped maintain it for us so that we can experience it. But we need to realize it's the wars and sacrifices by others that have many in the U.S. doubting their faith in God. And if we don't stand up and say, even though we have sin and the results of sin, which the worst of are the wars and what people do to other nation to nation, even though we have that in our world, we still have the love of God. We still have what Jesus Christ has done for all, the grace of God. We still have that, and we need to build that up against the forces of evil. Open your Bibles up to John chapter 8, if you've got them available. John chapter 8, verse 31. I'm going to read in John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36, and I want us to kind of see in here what we've been freed by and what we are freed from. Because again, I think we need to have that clear in our minds. John chapter 8, verse 31. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Now, remember the context. He's saying this in Israel, when Israel is an oppressed nation, right? And he is saying this. He's not saying anything about the Romans or about what they're doing. He's talking spiritually, person to person. "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So Jesus said we are freed by knowing the truth in his word. And if we abide in his word, then we shall know that truth, and that truth will result in what? So is this important then for freedoms, our personal freedoms? Let me ask you, from what we were talking about with multi-layered freedom, is this then important for the freedom that we are actually celebrating today? The American, quote, national freedom. Yes, it is. And by whose word is it important? Jesus. Jesus prays for his disciples in John chapter 17, verse 17. "Father, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." And yes, today we do equate the word with the word of God, which is the Bible. So the truth that leads to salvation is found in the words of Scripture. We know that. There are too many in this country that don't know that, or that don't believe that, that we need to go talk to, that we need to go share the word with, that we need to sit down and say, okay, I understand we have differences, but let's open it up and let's discuss the differences. Amen? John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So now the Word just isn't what's written here, is it, from God? Now the Word is also Jesus Christ, the living Word. So based on that passage, Jesus is the Word leading to truth, which he also declares in John chapter 14. He declares himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So the truth revealed in the Word is Jesus Christ as the way to God, as the salvation from sin, as the way to eternal life, and as the way to freedom, not just in this life, but eternal freedom. John continues, or Jesus continues in John chapter 8, verse 34. He got questioned by some of the Pharisees that were there, and Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus says we're freed from the bondage of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Paul in Romans 6 informs us that sin makes us into slaves, and Jesus says that a slave does not abide in God's presence. A sinner does not abide in God's presence. Without a relationship with Jesus Christ, we don't have a relationship with God, right? We don't have a way of overcoming our sins. Being separated from God is the same thing as not knowing him, and if we don't know him, we cannot be saved from the bondage of sin. So sin ultimately leads to spiritual death, being spiritually separated from God from all eternity, and anything but freedom. It opens us up to slavery of all different kinds, because there is slavery of all different kinds of sin, and it helps to collapse then national freedoms. Today we honor the brave men and women who valiantly defend and preserve our freedoms. Today we acknowledge their personal sacrifices by enjoying our freedom to its fullest. Interesting. And let's also thank, however, the Heavenly Father, whom through his Son Jesus Christ made sure that those freedoms not only would begin with each one of us, be maintained by each one of us that have the capability of doing so, but will last until eternity, because each one of us have a relationship with Jesus. Whether we're on a physical battlefield, domestic or foreign, or whether we're battling the spiritual battle that is our lives, Let's answer the call by faithfully letting people know that our freedoms are based in Jesus. And that until we all have that personal freedom in Him, we are not going to experience the type of personal freedoms that we used to have even. We're not going to continue the types of freedoms that we say we have now, but that can disappear so quickly. The church must speak God's truth, even when the government of the day no longer wishes to hear it. Let's pledge to join together. Let's pledge to pray that we can find the courage that our brave veterans possess, so that we too can defend the faith from our personal enemies, both foreign and domestic, and enjoy true freedom in Jesus Christ, personally and nationally, together as a group. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." When more of us truly believe this, when more of us truly take this to heart, then we, the USA, will understand true freedom like never before. And we will possess true freedom like never before. And we will be the blessing to the world that we pray that we become. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ron. Freedom is good. Freedom is what you are made for. Galatians says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then. Do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. Let's stand together as we end our service today. I want to remind you, you've been given the greatest freedom of all, the freedom of heart, the freedom from sin, a freedom that enables us to live as Jesus did. He just finished saying that just a moment ago. We can be free from bondage, free from sin, the fear of man, shame, regret, rage, disappointment, addiction, fear, you name it. We're not only free from, we're free to. Free to be transformed in the very image of Christ. Free to love in the face of hatred. Free to become the fullest expression of our unique selves, who He made you to be. So many young people under the tree back there, and I'm listening to the sounds of life. And all of you, some of you have forgotten, you still have that ability as an adult or as a senior adult. You're created in the image of God, male and female, unique to Him. Others need to see your beauty. Others need to see the color of your life. I know we dress up on a day like today, representing our nation's colors. It's my favorite thing. My father built that into us as we were young. You're also free to dream, be happy, be glorious, succeed, love, live, forgive, and not to be bound by chains. Amen? Father, we have this freedom because of what Jesus did for us. We've been ransomed, paid for, saved, and free to be who we really are and do what we are meant to do. Because of You, because of what You've done for us. Jesus, I thank You for the sacrifice that You made. You left it all on this earth, every single thing, including Your life. You showed us how to navigate difficult situations and beauty, both. I ask for a blessing not only in this congregation, but for the remainder of those days left in this summer, that we will take all that is being offered. Scripture was loaded today to remind us at great cost what has been paid for. And it's so worth it. Carpe diem, in the name of Jesus. We give it to You in Jesus' name. Amen.
And thanks, Andrew. And before we close with this last song, just a reminder again, next week, special celebration service right here. Bring a salad and some desserts that can be shared with others. And it's a great weekend to invite, bring some people with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great time together. So let's close in song as we go out today.
Don't
Don't bring the salad, by the way.
Matt wants more dessert.
Been walking same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You're trying to fill the same old holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker.
Amen.
If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run into things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. Maybe you got pain. He's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Let me hear you. Let's go, guys.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, and he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
If you got pain,
if you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your 4th and day and weekend. Have a great time.